I want to kind of piggyback a little bit on Billy's talk last week on faith. And I kind of titled this Faith, Trust, and Obedience. I think they go hand in hand, but I think it takes quite a learning process maybe to really get from the, yes, Lord, I believe you are real. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And I think there's a bit of a journey from there to where you truly can stand up in faith and say, I know. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. What's he called you to do? Whatever he's called you to do, do it. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, just do it. Jesus tells us that if we have faith as a mustard seed, we'll say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So in my life, where's the block? How come I've spoken to that mountain so many times and it hasn't moved? But God wants us to be all we can be in him. Absolutely all we can be in him. I personally believe that a big part of this issue is trust. When you grew up, you had a few things that sort of smashed trust in your life. Anybody? I think probably some things smashed trust in your life. And it takes us a long time to come to that place where we can begin to trust God is true. He is who he says he is, and he can do it. Walk by faith, not by sight. God wants us to trust him. He was building my trust in him. He was helping me to believe that it's true, that he does raise the dead. He does cast out demons. We can be his hands and feet. And God says, test me in this. He wants us to test him. He wants us to try it so that we can literally come to that place of faith. You know, the people would so ridicule me, they would laugh at me. But I said, no, that's my God. He loves it when we come to him. He just desires that we do that. He is intimately involved in our lives. But again, as I said, for most of us, trust has been so smashed. And we all have different stories. But we've been victimized by this world. And so it takes time to begin to trust that we can really trust God again, that he is who he says he is and he will do what he says he will do. He's an amazing, amazing God. One of my scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for that's his will for us in Christ Jesus. Wow, what a crazy scripture. Another one of my life scriptures, James 1 verse 2. Consider it all joy when all the trials come your way. I don't want to consider it all joy. Consider it all joy because it builds strength, it builds trust, it builds faith, and teaches us, brings us to this place of obedience. If we can walk with a thankful heart, God will meet us in that, but it does take time. It does take time for us to get there. And if we can walk in that attitude, and believe me, I can fall down and get frumpy too. But that attitude, if everything is a miracle, is going to help us in our thankfulness. We have to stay in the vine. We have to be part of that. We have to allow him to lead us. We have to worship and love him. If we want to be close to God, we have to go there. Hebrews 10, 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Our being, process, sanctification, the process. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us that after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their heart, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sin and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is a remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Hold fast your confession. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.